Darren, that was some game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a good game of football. Look, I always felt it was going to be a difficult evening, and it became even more difficult 60 minutes in, 55 minutes in, when you're bringing on Keaton, Maguire, Bulger, O'Sullivan and Dicksteel. If you're picking team of the season, five of them. I know Maguire's only arrived and Keating's only arrived, but their qualities there for everyone to see. It was a difficult last 35 minutes, but we hung in there. Yeah. And we probably had the best chance to win the game.
Yeah, McNamee's.
So, look, always knew it was going to be a difficult evening. You know, Cork at home, champions. I love coming to Turner's Cross all year. This is my third visit.
I've loved been all close games, haven't they?
They've been all close games, and I've loved all three of them. I love challenging myself and the players challenge themselves against the best team in the country. And they're the best team in the country in our division.
Yeah. So just talk to us, Darren, about, you know, what winning matches breeds, like that confidence, momentum. Three wins on the spin coming on here tonight. And, you know, in the first half, you played like a team with a lot of confidence and two really good goals from your team.
Yeah, look, really pleased, as I say. Yeah, I said to the boys at half-time, if you thought the first half was going to be difficult and you were coming in 2-0 up, you were going to be, it's going to be even more difficult in the second half, because the one thing that you realise when you're a league champion, and I've been fortunate enough to be one myself as a player and also on coaching staff, you want to keep going and you want to show everybody how good you are. And I said to the players, they're going to come out the second half and they're going to give it a real go, and that's what Cork did. But I believed in the players coming here this evening, because we were rode off 4 or 5 weeks ago. Everyone was writing us off. We won 3 games in the bounce, and then we come here and look, we've put in a really, really good performance, and I'm proud of each and every one of them. It'll be a long drive up the road for them this evening, but at least they can go up with their head held high. I do feel the last couple of times we've come to Cork, we lost both games 1-0, and we were competitive in both them games, and I asked them to take belief from them last visits to Cork, and we took the belief tonight. And look, I would have took a draw before the game. There's no doubt about that, because of Cork's home record and because of the squad and the players they have. So, look, I just want to go on record and congratulate Tim Clancy. An absolute gentleman. Somebody who I've got to know over this past year. He's done a tremendous job here. A really, really good job, because he's under more pressure than any other manager in the league. Everyone expected Cork to win the league, and it's a very hard thing to deliver when you're a manager. So I just want to go on record and say I'm delighted for Tim, his staff and the whole Cork squad, and it'll be brilliant for the Premiership to have Cork back in it, because it is a footballing town.
Yeah, you'd be delighted with that, and it's good of you, Darren. And just talk to us about success's goal. That's arguably one of the best goals of the season. It'd be a goal that Ryan Giggs would be proud of, wouldn't it?
Ah, yes, look, success has found us. Goal scoring form again.
Aptly named, isn't he?
Oh, success, yeah. So, look, it's good for him again. It's another goal, as I say. It was a great header by Tony McNamee for the first goal as well. So, look, both our goals were good goals. And to score against a team in the calibre of Cork, you have to score good goals. So, look, well pleased. As I say, we dust ourselves down. We have another really tough week ahead of us, because we have a long journey to Kerry. But, look, it is what it is. So, we give the players... Yeah.
You're in there, Darren. You're in the mix.
Top five. We're in the mix. Look, whatever way it finishes for me this season, there's been improvement. You know, we have more points, more wins at home, more clean sheets, more goals scored. Everything's improved around the football club, and we've done it with a very young squad with a few experienced people in and around it. I'm proud of each and every one of them that's appeared for me so far this season. And again, we were nowhere near the playoffs. We're 4 games to go last year. This time around, we're 4 to go, 2 at home and 2 away. We're still in the mix. We have difficult games ahead of us, we know that, but we have an opportunity, and you know that the first time it starts again is next week. I have a saying now in the changing room: reset and go again. And that's what I just said to them. Take the plaudits, you deserve them. You've worked extremely hard this evening, but reset, go again, and Kerry's a different animal.